My name is Lin Tran. I am 17 years old. Today is June 3rd, 2018, and I'm speaking with my dad, Hua Tran, and we are recording this interview in San Diego, California. So, can you tell me the story of how you came to live in the U.S.?
I'm the boat people. I came to Malaysia 1979, and then I stayed there for a while, and then I got born. I go with my family, my brother, my sisters, and I stayed there about a year, and I got transferred to Philippines at Bataan camp. I stayed there about a year, and then I go to USA in 1980.
So where did you come from? Like, where were you born?
What do you mean?
Like, where are you born?
I'm from Vietnam.
Okay. So, what was your first day in the U.S. like? Like, when you first came here, like, what was your first day like?
Oh, first day? Everything's strange. Very cold when I got here. In Vietnam, it's hot weather. And I come to USA, it's very cold, my God. And everything's strange to me.
Well, why did you come to the US?
Because I want to be freedom. I don't like to live with the communist. So that's why I want to be freedom.
Okay, so what was the hardest thing to adjust to in this country?
What do you mean?
Like, you didn't know the language or the people?
Oh, it's very hard for me with the language. It's hard to communicate with people, so I have to go to school to learn English.
And who did you come with? Did you come with anyone?
I come with my two brothers and two sisters.
What about your parents?
My parents still stay in Vietnam, and they don't want to come over here.
You have like grandparents or cousins?
Yes, but I don't know them. They probably already passed away.
Okay, so how did you meet your wife?
I met her. One of my co-worker recommend me to her. And I met her in San Diego.
Like what year?
what year? I don't remember.
1999.
Yeah, 1999.
And then when did you get married?
2000.
I married my wife at 2000.
So you married her after a year after you met her?
Yeah, very short time, but what happened? I don't know.
Short time, let me get it right.
What? Okay. So did you have anyone to help you when you first come to this country? Like anyone help you?
No. Actually, no. I have to learn by myself and go to school, try to learn English, and
what about your brother and sisters?
Same thing. They do same thing. They go, everybody have to learn English to find a job.
Did they help you?
Yes.
And have you helped anyone ever since you got here? Like, help them, like, if they came here, you know?
No.
Okay. So, tell me about your parents.
My parents is still in Vietnam. When I come over here, I very miss them. I cry a lot when I think about them. I want to see them, but I have no chance to see them. I cry every day. I very miss them.
Are they still here today?
I didn't have a chance to meet them. Actually, I don't have a chance to see my mom. She passed away since I left her. And I have a chance to see my dad like a couple of times. I went back to Vietnam and see him.
So what about your grandparents?
I don't know about my grandparents.
Or your great grandparents?
No.
Okay. So tell me about the day I was born.
Lynn born in 2000. She's the first one, the first baby I have. She's pretty cute when she come out. I love her so much. She's all my life. Yeah.
So how did you feel the first time you saw me?
First time I saw her, I very excited, and I feel amazing.
Like where? Like where was I born?
She born in Sharp Hospital in San Diego.
Okay. So how did you choose my name?
I like short name, easy to call. Lynn is easy to call. It's a nice name.
Like, how did you come up with it?
It's one of the Vietnamese. No, one is Australian singer named Lynn. So I like that name. So that. Why I named my daughter Lynn.
Okay, so what was it like when my sister was born?
Sarah born in 2004.
Well, like, what was it like? Like, what was it like? Like, how did you feel, or like, what happened on that day?
Oh, when the day she born, Sarah is very, I love her so much. Same as Lynn. That's her, my second daughter. I love her so much.
Okay, so, do you have any funny stories of us?
Funny story?
Like, funny stories. Like, do you remember anything that we did that was funny?
No, I don't have any funny story, but I have scary story.
Okay, scary story.
One day, Lynn got sick, and she got shaken, I don't know what to do, so me and my wife call 911, and we have to take her to emergency, to the hospital. So that's the most scary thing I ever have.
Like, what happened in the hospital?
So she got the fever. So the hospital take her to the bathroom and shower her to cool her down. So at home, at that time, I didn't know what to do. So I have to take her to call the emergency and take her. I have no experience. So that's why I'm so shaken. I don't know what to do.
Like, how old was I when that happened?
She's about less than a year.
What?
6 weeks?
Oh, 6 weeks?
Yeah, see, about 6 weeks, yes.
Okay, so going back to like your childhood, what was like your, like what is a childhood memory that you like remember? Do you remember anything about like your childhood? Like, what was your favorite memory?
A childhood. I'm a good boy. My brother teach me to fix the watch, so I'm a watchmaker. Repair the watch. So I'm very good at it, and I got a lot of customer. And my brother teach me, and after he knows me doing well, and he let me take care of the store. So I'm the only one to take care of the store, and that time I got a lot of customer, and I make a lot of money, and I give some money to my dad every day. So my dad proud of me. So I I proud myself to doing that.
Was that in Vietnam?
Yes, I was like 15 or 16 on that time, very young.
And you learn how to make a watch for people?
Yes, I fixed the watch, repair the watch.
Okay.
I'm a watchmaker.
Did you go to school in Vietnam?
In Vietnam? Yeah. Yes, I go to school to learn Vietnamese language, how to write, how to read, and yeah, I did.
Like, until what grade?
I think I did about 7th grade, and then I dropped out.
Why did you drop out?
Because in Vietnam, on that time, most people want to make money more than education. We're very poor, and we need more money than education. So that's why I dropped out to learn how to fix watch repair. I'm repair the watch.
So you said like you came back to visit your dad or something?
Yeah, I came back to see my dad.
So like, what was it like when to come back and visit Vietnam?
When I came back, first time I came back since I left Vietnam, and then I come back to
what
Vietnam.
What year did you come back?
I think 1979 or something. Very surprised, very emotion. When I see my country, I cry.
Like, what changed in your country?
Everything changed. Everything is so different.
How?
Especially my town, my hometown.
Where did you live?
A lot of changed people live there. And the people I know, they all left. They are the both people like me. They try to escape from. They don't want to live with the communists.
And what, like, where did, or what city did you come from?
The city I live in Vietnam. It's called Rạch Giá. It's South Vietnam.
Okay, thank you for your time. That concludes my interview.
Thank God.